And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the cultural tide continues to turn as CBS announced it's pulling the plug on Stephen Colbert's Late Show next year, citing purely financial decisions in a pretty challenging late-night landscape after nearly 11 years of Colbert's relentless Trump bashing and progressive activism masquerading as comedy. That's exactly what it is. CBS has claimed they consider him irreplaceable and will retire the entire franchise rather than finding a new host. The broader collapse of Democratic credibility shows up in devastating new polling from Quinnipiac, where congressional Democrat approval has cratered to just 19%, the lowest since 2009. Even more telling, 52% of Democratic voters disapprove of their own party's leadership, while only 39% approve. Meanwhile, the Trump administration's protection of children from gender ideology continues to bear fruit as the White House press secretary celebrated the closure of multiple transgender programs targeting minors. Children's Hospital Los Angeles, previously the largest provider of so-called gender-affirming care, and Phoenix Children's Hospital stopped puberty blockers and hormone therapy for minors. Stanford Medicine ended sex change surgeries for children, and Lurie's Children's Hospital of Chicago followed suit. After years of activist doctors chemically castrating confused children, sanity is finally returning to American medicine. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division has launched an investigation into George Mason University over racially discriminatory hiring practices. Internal documents reveal that the president explicitly seeking out to develop promotion and tenure processes favoring, quote, faculty of color and women, while recognizing the invisible and uncredited emotional labor that people of color expend. That's a direct quote. Across the globe, the persecution of Christians continue largely ignored by mainstream media, as Fulani herdsmen recently terrorized multiple villages in Nigeria's Kaduna State, killing two Christians and wounding three others in coordinated attacks. Of the 4,476 Christians killed worldwide for their faith last year, 3,100 were in Nigeria. As we tell you so frequently, please make sure you're continuing to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. Here at home, fiscal sanity got a rare victory as the House delivered President Trump a $9 billion recessions package, cutting wasteful foreign aid and defunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The COVID spending fiasco got new evidence from Japan, where officials are trashing $1.6 billion, that's billion with a B, worth of unused drugs that expired before anyone needed them. As evidence mounts that lockdowns caused more harm than good and COVID was statistically almost harmless to healthy adults, the financial waste becomes even more staggering. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.